It is my pleasure and honor to introduce U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara.
The U.S. attorney addressed mayors from all over the state gathered for their annual meeting, where he told them the point of his anti-corruption work is to protect democracy.
The point is not just to punish a politician who has broken the law, although that is necessary too, but to help improve a political system that has broken down.
And he told the mayors their job is made all the harder because of the culture of corruption in state government. Bharara told the local government leaders that they have a right not to be ripped off when they ask state government for help.
You just want your state legislators to be on the level. That should not be too much to ask.
Bharara did not mention the two convicted legislative leaders by name during his speech, though he referred to their recent convictions on multiple felony charges. The U.S. attorney has been publicly critical of Albany's system of deal-making on the budget and other top issues, the so-called three men in a room, where the governor and legislative leaders meet privately to settle issues. Bharara also did not mention Governor Andrew Cuomo, the last of the three men in the room left standing since the convictions of former leaders Silver and Skelos. Although the U.S. attorney recently issued a statement saying he had not found any evidence of criminality in a probe related to Cuomo, office.
The judges of the Court of Appeals and His Excellency, the Governor of the State of New York.
Bharara did appear in the ornate Court of Appeals chambers later in the day. Cuomo was also there to witness the swearing-in of the governor's pick for the new chief judge, Janet DeFiore. The U.S. attorney and governor sat in different places and did not speak to one another. Afterward, Cuomo said that he and Bharara are on the same page when it comes to rooting out corruption. The governor says he's already laid out in his State of the State message a proposal to strictly limit the outside income of legislators.
You don't really get to this issue until you resolve the fundamental conflict. And the fundamental conflict is legislators are allowed to make outside income.
The governor has been unsuccessful in the past getting major reform measures passed in the legislature, and Senate Republicans have said they are against limiting outside income. Cuomo says it's up to the public to persuade the legislature to do the right thing.
It comes down to the people of the state of New York, who have to say enough is enough.
Earlier in the day, Senate Majority Leader John Flanagan spoke to the mayor's group before the U.S. attorney appeared. Afterward, the Senate leader, citing a busy schedule, seemed eager to leave. He talked to reporters as he rapidly walked out of the hotel. He was asked his thoughts about Bharara addressing the mayors.
I think it's fine. He's obviously a guest of NYCOM. He's making a lot of speeches all over the place, so this should be no different.
Before leaving Albany for the day, U.S. Attorney Bharara appeared on public radio station WAMC, where he offered a scathing condemnation of state politicians' recent behavior, calling it a rancid, show-me-the-money culture, and he derided the contention by some lawmakers that they are not doing anything illegal. That's not enough, he says.
The standard to maintain one of the most powerful public positions in our state is something higher than, I have not yet been convicted of a crime.
As for more prosecutions in the future, the U.S. attorney says we're not closing up shop anytime soon. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.